Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I am your host and greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. My goal here at Coming Unstuck is to help you get out of that feeling where you're feeling stuck, whether it be in your health, your fitness, your career, your mindset, and to get you moving forward, stepping into your greatness. And I want to help make your life a little bit more magical each day. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about ways, even if you are a grown-up with a full-time job and a family, we're going to talk about some different ways and simple changes you can make to make your daily life more magical. And there's several ways that we're going to do this. And first, starts with your mindset, starts with your thinking, to change your thinking. And one of the first ways of doing that is to practice optimism. There's studies that show that optimists actually earn more money, have better health, and may even live longer. So looking on the bright side is obviously strong magic. Now, one of the ways I suggest being a little bit more optimal or optimistic, I should say, is to have a gratitude journal. Write in it each day, or at the very least, share with a loved one at the end of each day something that you're thankful for or happy or something that was wonderful that happened to you that day. That way you're going to be looking for the things that you will appreciate each day, especially when you're sharing it with a loved one. And when you get to review that gratitude journal the next morning before you head off for your day, it starts you off on a high note and gets you in an optimistic mood already. Another way I've heard of doing this is also how can you think about how can I make someone's life 1% better today? Have that mindset as you go out into the world, because when you try to help other people live a better life, it improves your outlook on life. Next, offer forgiveness. Lighten your load by letting go of any past resentments and disappointments. Be sure to pardon yourself as well as others. Forgive yourself for making that mistake, for spilling that coffee, or not eating the healthiest of breakfasts, or skipping breakfast altogether, even though you know you should eat it. Just try to make up for it. Offer forgiveness to yourself. And as far as forgiving other people goes, just because you forgive someone doesn't mean you have to continue talking to them. What you're trying to do is let go of that drama that's weighing you down, that's making you feel resentment. You're letting it go so you can move on with your life. Next, as far as changing your thinking goes, build confidence. You can accomplish more when you believe in yourself and your abilities. Challenge yourself, imposed limitations, and take sensible risks. Adjust your self-talk if you tend to be excessively critical. Again, one of the big things here is to challenge yourself. And you don't have to do these big, sweeping, crazy activities like skydiving or bungee jumping or rock climbing. Just do things that are going to help fulfill you, build some excitement, that are different, maybe take a dance class or, I don't know, talk to a stranger, you know, obviously in a very open space around other people, but, and socially distant as well with COVID right now. But just do something that's going to build your confidence. Compliment somebody, you know, on the most random thing. Have a conversation with the barista at your coffee shop. You know, whatever it may be, build your confidence. So you can get rid of that negative self-talk in your mind as well. Next, change your actions. So we went from mindset to now we're talking about how you can change your actions so your day is more magical. One of the simplest ways to do this is to smile more. There are scientific studies that show just by smiling, even if you're not in the mood where you want to smile, but you force yourself to smile, it sends chemicals to your brain saying, hey, I'm feeling pretty good right now. And once you have that smile on your face, it's actually kind of hard to get it off your face. I know, like, honestly, like, put a smile on your face, look in the mirror. If you're driving, obviously, like, pay attention to the road. But smile, look in the mirror, and hold that smile. And see how hard it is for that smile to go away. A pleasant facial expression boosts your mood and makes you more attractive and approachable. So those are definitely pluses when it comes to smiling more as well. You'll soon collect more things to smile about when you're already constantly smiling and having that gratitude mindset. Next, when it comes to changing your actions, slow down. It's difficult to savor life when you're in a rush. Lighten your workload by eliminating unnecessary tasks. Or even better yet, if you're going to do a to-do list, put those tasks in order of most important to least important. So then you can get those more important tasks out of the way first. So you're going to feel productive right out the gate with that. And then all those extra unnecessary tasks, those are just bonus. But slow down so you can enjoy life. Take frequent breaks while you're working so you can refresh your mind and restore your energy. And when I say break, you know, take, you know, a trip to the water cooler or to the restroom, or if it's a nice day, step outside, get some fresh air, and then get back to work. Don't take, you know, hour-long breaks when you're, especially when you're on deadlines and such, but slow down, enjoy what's around you. 3, if you have kids or nieces or nephews or even neighborhood kids, play with them. Believing in magic seems to come naturally when we're young. So when you spend time with kids, whether it be your own, the neighborhood kids, or your nieces and nephews, it's going to remind you of those times where it was so magical and you believed in all these fun things, and you get to pretend again. You get to forget about all the stuff that's already wearing you down, the stuff that we have to deal with as adults, and you get to just pretend. You get to be that hero or princess, or you get to be saved by a hero or princess, and it's just fun. It's going to bring that smile to your face. Next, connect with nature. Again, I said this for slowing down, taking a break, stepping outside. Enjoy nature. Get outside, look at the birds, look at the squirrels, you know, look at the scenic beauty around you. Because it can make you marvel at the world when you're looking at all that natural beauty around you. On the weekends, you could have a vegetable garden or go hiking or go to a local park, whatever it may be. Just enjoy the great outdoors, as they call them. Next, dress up. They say dress for the job you want, not the job you have. but you can also dress to impress and dress for success. Those are just a few of the different sayings there. But when you make over your external appearance, it can affect your inner being. See how differently you feel when you wear a new coat or get a flattering haircut. I know when I was doing some of my different Toastmasters competitions, back when I was a Toastmasters, I usually dressed a little bit nicer. Some people were still wearing their jeans and a shirt and stuff, but I had more confidence in what I was going to present when I dressed nicer for my presentations, for my speeches. It made me feel better. And when I go to a wedding or some nice event, or even surprise my wife with a nice dinner out and I dress up, like, the way she looks at me makes me feel incredible when I'm dressed up like that. Add some color to your life. Yellow may be the color most closely associated with happiness, but any hue you like can have a positive psychological impact. My wife loves the color orange. So much of her wardrobe or things that she has in her car or anywhere really is orange. And it's Tennessee Volunteer orange, by the way, not just any color orange. It's Tennessee orange. But if you have certain colors that you like or you know affect your moods differently, you know, and bring you positivity, bring more of that color into your life. Add it to your wardrobe. So just bring more color. This next one is a favorite of mine. Listen to music. A cheerful song can transform your day. I recommend putting together a playlist that will make exercising and housework seem like fun. Who doesn't like, you know, kind of dancing around as you're sweeping the floor or pushing the vacuum or doing the dishes, singing into your sponge or brush or whatever it may be. Just don't sing into the plunger or toilet brush. That's kind of gross, because if you get like some flecks coming off there, like your specks of water or anything, that's just kind of gross, and you're not going to feel like singing after that. But listen to music. I also like the idea of having a playlist that will help your moods if you're in a rough mood. Like, I have a song that I love to listen to if I'm tense and frustrated. It's called a Song for Viola by Peter Bradley Adams. Wonderful song. Or it's not even, I shouldn't say it's not a song. It's just instrumental. It's a violin and piano, and it's some of the most beautiful music, and it calms me down more than I could say. The only thing that still frustrates me is that it's like 2 minutes long, and I could listen to that song over and over and over, which I sometimes do, but it calms me down. Or if you need something to get you hyped, have a hype song. Whatever it may be, but listen to music. Give generously. Sharing your time, talents, and resources with others makes you feel like you have more than when you started. This is a scientifically proven fact that when you are a giver, when you share with others, when you look out for others, when you put others first, in some ways, I don't want to say always put others first before you, but helping others is always one way to improve your mood. So volunteer in your community and give others presents, even if there's no special occasion. Do it just because, and I guarantee their reaction, their thankfulness will help make your day more magical. You know what? You should also expand your mind. You know, I talked about earlier changing your mind, but now, and we're on to changing actions, but expanding your mind by continue learning. Acquire new knowledge and skills, and that will show you and prove to you that you still have the potential to grow. You can still learn things. You could be an old dog and still learn new tricks. You can still have some excitement brought into your life. So take a class at the local community college or the library. see a guest speaker that's teaching something, look up YouTube videos, try to do a simple home repair yourself, but continue to learn new techniques and trades and skills, and it will help make your life more magical. Just careful who you tell the things that you learned to, because if you learn how to paint or fix this or fix that, you might be recruited to start doing that more often. But that's okay, because we just said give more and that will help lift you up. So contradicting myself a little bit there. All right, we got... Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Just a couple more left. One is to travel somewhere. Traveling always makes things more exciting. Who doesn't love a good road trip? Okay, so driving for a long period in the car. Yes, it might not be the most fun thing, like you don't want to be in the car that long, but traveling somewhere new, it could be exciting and add spice and excitement to your life, maybe even to your relationships. But travel can be something that expands your magical world, and it doesn't really have to be expensive. It might be just the cost of, you know, gas in your car, or, you know, with the airplane industry still rebounding from COVID, you might be able to get some cheap flights, cheap hotel fares if you really want to travel somewhere. So travel more for more magic. And lastly, this kind of goes with the continue learning, but do something new. Do something you haven't done before. Play a new game, try a new sport, go to a sporting event of something that you don't really know anything about and try to figure out what they're doing in the sport. Now, try cooking something new, a new recipe. It doesn't matter, just try something new. You know, do your friends do something interesting that you've never done before? Ask them to take you along or show you how to do something. Ask them to expose you to something new. So there you have some very different ways to bring more magic and excitement into your daily life. You have doing things to change your way of thinking, to bring more positivity into your world and build your confidence. And then things to change, some actions to change to help bring about more magic in your world as well. One thing I want to remind you of, though, is that you yourself are special, are magical, are wonderful. You are great. You have a life of greatness waiting for you. for you. You have the tools you need to get to that life of greatness. So take the time to notice the small moments of magic, the miracles that happen each day, and surround yourself with love and support. Focus on that life of greatness that you're waiting for. Focus on these different ways to bring magic and greatness into your life and go after what it is you want. And once you start, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here, wanting to say thank you again for checking out my podcast. Be sure to leave a review or comment on this episode on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to subscribe and share with your friends that you think would find this information useful. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.